New Testament Christianity is on the air. This gospel broadcast is designed to exalt Jesus Christ in original biblical Christianity. It is our desire to have no creed but Christ and no book but the Bible. And now, your evangelist Ray Bennett of Delmarva Evangelism, Mr. Bennett.
Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 3 and verse 1, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then in the book of Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17, the Bible says, and from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then turning the page to Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23, the Bible says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Bible believers, the teachings of the biblical accounts are extremely clear concerning the kingdom of God. The Bible says, as Jesus was speaking about the kingdom, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The Apostle Peter was given those keys. And on the day of Pentecost, the kingdom came with power. It's exciting to study about the wonderful kingdom of God. The question is, are you in the Lord's kingdom? Are you a part of the Lord's kingdom? 2,000 years ago, that great dynamic preacher, John the Baptist, said, the kingdom of heaven is near. The Lord Jesus Christ followed suit by saying, the kingdom of heaven is here. And then, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, prior to the ascension, the disciples said to Jesus, will thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put within his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Bible scholars, Jesus gave the church her marching orders about 2,000 years ago when he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. I'm thankful for the great day of Pentecost when the church was founded, when the kingdom of God was founded upon this earth. The Apostle Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, told the people how to get into the kingdom. When they were pricked because of their sin and because of what they had done, the Apostle Peter said, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Bible scholars, on this broadcast, we simply want to preach no creed but Christ and no book but the Bible. On this broadcast, we want to have a Thus Saith the Lord for all that we believe and practice. And through prayer, this broadcast is dedicated to preaching salvation. Salvation to a lost and a dying world. Salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so on every program, we want to preach the truth about how to be saved, how to get into the kingdom, how to get rid of your sins, and how to be born again. And so you invite people to tune in on this broadcast and tell them that there is a non-denominational, straight-shooting Bible broadcast that simply preaches the gospel heaven high, hell deep, worldwide, and shotgun barrel straight. Ladies and gentlemen, we are especially thrilled today because we're venturing out into a expansion as far as this radio ministry is concerned. For the first time, this broadcast is being heard in Western Europe through the Bible Voice Network. The broadcast is being beamed to the satellite from Brownsburg, Indiana, and is being sent out from Jülich, Germany, and covers the entire United Kingdom. It's on 5.945 megahertz, and also on the World Wide Web, www.BibleVoice.org, on the Internet covering the world. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Also, we're thankful that we're taking on another station in North Carolina, and the program is expanding almost faster than we can keep up with it. And in these last dangerous days, it's exciting to be on the radio in different parts of the world, preaching to people, no creed but Christ and no book but the Bible. It's interesting to study about the kingdom of God. And as we look into the book of Matthew chapter 3, the first reference to the kingdom in the New Testament is regarding the preaching of John the Baptist. As we read coming on the air today, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 1, "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea." You Bible scholars are familiar with John the Baptist. He wasn't one of those pink pantyhose wearing, limp-wristed, pablum preaching, compromising ministers. He was a straight shooter. He had love, but when the people came to him that were living in sin, he said to them, "You generation of vipers, who hast warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth fruits for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves that we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up the seed to Abraham." And so here was John the Baptist preaching out in the wilderness of Judea, a straight-shooting, non-compromising, Bible-believing preacher. He preached the truth, he preached it firmly, and he preached it in love, and he preached it non-compromisingly. That is so refreshing in a world of compromise today, where anything goes. But if you want to be saved according to God's plan, you have to go by the teachings of the Word of God. And that's why we invite you to go back beyond Protestantism, back beyond Romanism, back beyond all the man-made moonshine bootleg religions of this world, back to the Bible, back to the original source, back to where they simply took the Bible only and became Christians only. And then when it says John the Baptist came in those days preaching in the wilderness of Judea, here was the essence of his message. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Prior to the coming onto the scene and powerful preaching of Jesus, John the Baptist was like a new ground plow. He was preparing and paving the way for the coming of Jesus. John the Baptist was not self-centered. He was God-centered. John the Baptist was humble in spite of the fact that Jesus said, "Among them born of women, there's not a greater than John the Baptist." That John the Baptist said, "I'm not worthy to tie his shoes," speaking of the shoes of Jesus. He said, regarding his relationship with Jesus Christ, he said, "He must increase and I must decrease." And fellow believers, we must decrease and God must increase in our eyes. And as God increases, our effectiveness is also going to increase. But John the Baptist said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand," or "the kingdom of heaven is near." Jesus also said, "The kingdom of heaven is near." And then in Acts chapter 1, prior to Jesus' ascension, the Bible teaches that the disciples were tremendously interested in the kingdom. Jesus had been teaching about the kingdom, and they said, "There on the mountain, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel at this time?" And Jesus said, "It's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put within his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And when he had finished speaking these words, he ascended back into the heavens. And as the disciples were there, two men in bright apparel appeared and said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into the heavens? This same Jesus that was taken up is going to come in like manner as you have seen him go." And they went into the city and waited, according to the command of Jesus, for the power from on high. They were there in that upper room, about 120. And then as we turn to the opening verses of Acts chapter 2, the Bible teaches that the day of Pentecost fully came. They were gathered together with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them, each of the apostles, and they began to speak in other tongues or languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. This was noised abroad there in the city of Jerusalem. People came together, and they said, "How hear we every man in our own language wherein we were born?" There were others that were skeptical that said, "These men are drunk, they're full of new wine." But the apostle Peter stood up and said, "These men are not full of new wine, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." And that great prophecy ends, "And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And then as the apostle Peter stood with the 11, they preached the gospel of the kingdom. Peter preached with the 11 the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus and hope through Christ. And at the end of the message, he said, to the audience, "You by wicked hands have crucified and slain him." In other words, you've slain your Messiah. And that audience on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Bible friends and people that are listening to this broadcast in various countries, what is it that Peter plainly said? What did he mean? He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. He was speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And when the people said, "What shall we do?" he said, "Repent and be baptized." That word baptized comes from the Greek word baptizo, which means immerse. Rantizo and cheo in the Greek means sprinkle or pour. And so Peter was saying, "Repent and be immersed, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And then he said, "For this promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." With many other words, did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. It's exciting to listen to these words of the kingdom. The Bible teaches that on the day of Pentecost, about 3,000 were added. And then in Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, the Bible says, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." And so the Old Testament prophets prophesied about the kingdom. Jesus predicted the kingdom. John the Baptist predicted the kingdom. In Colossians and Thessalonians, Paul said they had already been translated into the kingdom. And on the day of Pentecost, the kingdom came with power. And the gospel of the kingdom was proclaimed, and people were told how to be saved on the terms of what the Bible says about the kingdom of God. And this broadcast is dedicated to salvation. And if you want to be saved, you're saved the same way they were in Bible days, by repenting of your sins on the basis of your faith and being immersed into Christ for the remission of sins and arising to walk in a newness of life. On every broadcast of New Testament Christianity, we emphasize the plan of salvation. And so wherever you are, we want to encourage you to get into the Word, hear the Word, believe it, repent, confess your faith in Christ, and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. The churches of Christ salute you. The Bible says the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. And what we're trying to do is wear Bible names. We're trying to preach Bible doctrine, to tell you what the Bible says about salvation, what the Bible says about Jesus, what the Bible says about hope, what the Bible says about how your life can be changed and rearranged. And we invite you to write to us for more information. We encourage you to get into the Word, get into the Scripture, study what the Bible says about the kingdom. And those of you that are on praying terms with God, we want you to pray for the Bible Voice Network outreach, where we're preaching into Western Europe, covering the entire United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Ireland, and also over into Western Germany, as well as our broadcast in the United States of America. And so pray for us as we expand this ministry and try to do what Jesus said when He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." Let's close. Be tuned in next week.
You have been listening to New Testament Christianity, a non-denominational, Bible-centered broadcast designed to promote the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism of the Word of God. Tune in next week for more Heaven High, Hell Deep, and Worldwide Shotgun Barrel Straight Preaching. Address all correspondence to Raymond S. Bennett, P.O. Box 1507, Millsboro, Delaware 19966, or call 302-542-3744.